Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quick Slants with Bethel University head football coach Steve Johnson. Quick Slants is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Bethel coach questions about the Royals, football or sports in general, or just seek the coach's wisdom about life events that are going on out there. In this week's episode, Coach Johnson talks to us about that exciting 2018 season and discusses memories he has of that great senior class. He tells us what he expects this season, and the coach tells us what he's praising the Lord about today. So let's join Quick Slants.
Well, let's welcome back Coach Steve Johnson. Coach, first of all, I just want to say 5 years you've been doing the show with me, so you put up with me for that long.
No, that's great. I didn't realize that either, but it's always something I look forward to. It's great, Robert.
Do you have team updates for us, Coach?
Yeah. You know, we've had an incredible football camp, and it's something that we fight through and strive in. It's a blast, but it's a lot of work. But your team comes together, the older guys helping the young guys get situated and, you know, understanding not only our plays and all of our stuff, but the culture and the kind of team and men we want to be. And it's been great, you know. And so, you know, we lost some, you know, three All-Americans on defense, and so that's a tough thing to work through. At the same time, there's this new beginnings for other guys, and just treat it all as a joy going forward. So.
Well, let's look back at last season, an impressive 11-2 mark, a trip to the regional finals. What do you think took that team from 5-5 in 2017 to being so incredible last year?
Well, I think that, you know, every game is a different picture, and so it's not like there's a season. You can't, you know, just say what records are, but I think there was a lot of building toward that. I think one of the huge pieces was last year we had 97 guys to start the year and 96 at the end. And, you know, so injuries were, you know, even if we had a couple, a guy might miss a game or two, but not, you know, not just be devastating. And, you know, in the 2 years before that, we had some times where we didn't have the same offensive line, you know, 2 weeks in a row in the entire year. And so, you know, those are kind of tangible things that you can point to. But, you know, there's a real slight difference between winning and losing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we've been able to have winning records for a long time, but, you're just a couple plays away from, you know, better and a couple plays away from worse. So you just got to go day to day and play to play and work that way. So, but our growth last year was, it was palpable at the end as we were growing like crazy, and we're, you know, hoping to bring that into next year. But, you know, we're defined by what we're doing now, not necessarily what's happened before.
I know that the relationships you have with players you probably value above everything else, and I know that was a really special group of seniors last year. So would you mind sharing with us a few memories that you have of that particular group?
Well, it was a great group of guys, and they, it took a little time for those guys to make their voice known, because they weren't overbearing group at all, just really talented. And as they kind of grew together and hung in through some tough stuff, you know, things paid off in the end, on the scoreboard and everything else like that. But the real piece of that was that what those guys gave the program and what they got out of it was life-giving, but also not just for now, but for later on. And I'm just excited about the men that they are still becoming, but, you know, became through here, and what they gave and what they got was pretty special. And, you know, so, you know, it's a special year, and you just remember all the guys from, you know, from the different years, but it was a special group of guys that came together. You know, we had some guys that were from, you know, just a lot different, but they all came together, and that's kind of the beauty of what we want our seniors to look like.
I know there's going to be very high expectations on the team for this year. Is that something you want the team to embrace?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have higher expectations than other things. You know, we're ranked real high right now, 10th, I think, in the country, and it's not that's really nice, but it doesn't really mean anything. You got to, you know, what's next? We talk about all the time. We're going to play you know, that's a nice thing to feel, but it's just, a few people's opinion, and it's based on last year a little bit. And so everything's new and everything is fresh, but we have guys back. Our defensive coaches are, now we're in our third year of this staff, and we're growing like crazy, so we're excited about those things. Our quarterback's back and a lot of offensive guys, but we've got some rebuilding to do on defense and the offensive line. And so, the excitement is, what's to come, but we've built a good foundation this month.
You talked a lot about the fact that you've lost some key seniors. Do you change anything on defense because of the loss of these guys?
Not the structure of it. We're big on, build your base and trust your base and you can fly. And so we're going to do those different things. There are some things that, where you might have a great athlete that can do these things and you can make a slight adjustment, but it doesn't really make the defense, different in its scheme or in its structure. And so yes and no would be the answer to that, where, we want to help. We want to put guys in position to do what they do really well. A guy like Dawson Brown could do everything well, so it might take two people to replace some of the things that he does, but that's what can happen in a team sport.
I know that the talent level of a lot of those guys was really off the charts, but it was their leadership that I thought was most impressive about them. Do you have guys that are ready to step up and take those same kind of roles?
Yeah, we've always got seniors that are trying to, and it always doesn't matriculate itself as well as that year. But our guys underneath, they start meeting right away in the off season. Our seniors to be, and they talked a lot about we want to be like those guys were, united with each other, strong and disciplined. They cared about each other. They cared about the young guys and brought them along. And I think, they're going to be, everybody's a little bit different, but our goal is have a bunch of guys that love the Lord, love football, love each other, and, play hard together. And we want other teams to play, to hate to play us because we play so hard and we play so together. And so, that's, our ultimate goal is getting that way, and then the score takes care of itself.
This was a really impressive offense last season. You bring back both Jaron Rosty and Sam Gibbous. I'm thinking you must be really excited about the potential for this offense this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about those things, and that's truth. We'll be adding some guys to that too. And then in the offensive line, we got some guys that are going to have to step up for some holes that we lost, but we're great there. But the other piece that you don't, Gibbous and Rosty were, both had 1,000 yards. But our receivers, we have four senior receivers that are stinking great, players, and they're big, good sized guys. And so offensively, we've got quite a bit back. And so we should be pretty sharp. And, going back to those guys from last year, they were poised, and, we're pretty good at just staying in the fight and being calm and playing 60 minutes. And so those, I think there's going to be a lot of fun.
Tell us a little bit about your freshman class for this year. And is there someone you expect to have a big impact out of that group?
Yeah, hopefully there, we kind of talk about everybody has an impact, and you got to find out what that is. And we don't really know that either, but we have 43 newcomers. And so, it's a little bit bigger class, but they've really been great, and they've bought in, and they're doing, special things. And there's, hopefully there's nobody that I can't really think of anybody who's coming in and just starting right away, but they're gonna have some key plays, in football, probably parents and kids, they worry about who's starting, but we're kind of to the belief is that we have three defensive ends and they're all starters, even though two of them get mentioned in the deal. So, we have a lot of guys that are going to contribute, and I can't really, say there's one or two. We got a run back that's going to really help us, and there's just some different things, but we'll see how that emerges.
Besides Rosty and Gibbous, is there sophomores this year that you're expecting to take their game to another level after having a year of college football under their belt?
Well, there's no doubt about that, especially on defense. I believe that we're going to be starting six sophomores. And so that class is, you know, we kind of knew that going in, and you know, people are kind of, you know, in there accordingly. In the secondary, we're going to have Cale Farron and Tavion Swanson are returners, and they're incredible players, but they're going to have two new guys with them. At the linebacker spot, we're probably more veteran with Mike Delich and Kyle Peach and those guys, but we lost a lot of guys up front, and there's some exciting players up there, you know, and that's all to come. But John Safire would be a guy who's, you know, going to anchor that front with Levi Dunnick. So, you know, there's pieces everywhere, but we'll be sprinkling in some sophomores that are going to be, we think they're going to be real good players.
As you entered training camp this season, what was a particular area of focus you wanted for your team?
Character and love and joy and hard work and repeat and rinse and repeat. you know, we're kind of looking for, you know, fundamentals and building our base and teaching. And, you know, camp is, it's intense. You're all together. It's really a cool joy, but it's really stinking critical that we're, you know, learning and not, you know, not worrying about being right or wrong, but taking steps forward together in the game, but also as teammates and men and kind of building into one another. And so, you know, that's what camp's all about. And now we just want to be salt and light at Bethel in the hallways and in the dorms, but also in the community. And then, you know, that kind of thing lasts.
Coach, you're always known for the great sayings that you come up with for each year for your team. So what is the 2019 vision?
Well, you know what, Robert, I'll tell you what, it's great about the sayings, but I've never really come up with one. They always evolve, so I can't give you one. You know, I mean, we talk about, there are some things that we're adamant about making sure they never become just words, and that would be grateful, tough, and devoted. So those things, that's what we want to build in our character of ourselves and it's what I want, what we want to be as dads and husbands and workers and football players. You know, we run to the fight. And some of those things, you know, have just evolved. We've never really had any slogan that just happens. But, you know, we want to get to what's next. And that's big on when you're playing your first game, there's a lot of ifs and whats. And, you know, there's nervousness and excitement that, you know, it's hard to know which anxious you are. But everything's a little bit different and everything's faster. You know, we're gonna play our guts out this weekend and you know, hopefully win, but we're just gonna be together. But you know, we want to get to what's next. You know, finish a run, finish a tackle, and then get to what's next. And set your face like flint toward what we have in front of us, and don't miss the game because you're worried about something that's irrelevant. And that's a good lesson for us in all of our lives.
Saturday, you take on Simpson College. Last year, this was a very close game until the fourth quarter when you kind of rammed them down with your ground game and your defense. Are there takeaways from last year's games that you try to apply to this year's contest?
You know, I mean, not really as far as, I mean, that was a great game for us. We didn't know who we were right there, and there was it took a lot of guts to withstand that deal because it was like 110 degrees on the field, and down in Iowa this week's going to be like 65. So that'll be a little bit different. You know, we know them, you know, we didn't know very much about them at all last year. And then, you know, so we know a little bit more about them. They know a little bit more about us, but it's not like playing somebody in our league that you really know. And so it's kind of fun. It's a little bit scary too for both teams, but it's also a little bit of fun that, you just can't prepare like you would for somebody else. So we know that they're a good team, and they ended up last year, you know, tying for second in their league, and they were just a couple plays away from making the playoffs. And so, it's going to be a really good matchup for us and good for both teams.
Safety Brendan Holmes was chosen as a preseason All-American. He made 13 tackles in last year's game. What do you try to do to limit his effectiveness?
You know, we're aware of him, and he's a player that's all over the place, and you know, we're gonna make him be all over the place. So, you know, he's come down in the run. We got to account for him because he's really a good player, but he's also, you know, some play action. If he's not real disciplined, we'll get behind him in that respect. But he's really a good player, and we have to be aware of him, and so we will be. But it's not one guy is not going to change, everything that we do. But again, it's a little bit like Dawson Brown was for us, where the other team had we kind of got to account for him.
So Saturday afternoon, if I'm talking to you after the game, after you guys have just won, what would you tell me were the keys that led you to victory?
The biggest stat is the score. The second biggest one is turnovers, and the third one is first downs. We want to. Some people say you're a running offense or passing offense or balance and all that stuff, and getting first downs is big. And our quarterback is pretty good at that because he can do that through the air, with his arm, but also with his feet. And so, I think those would be the keys. You don't want to beat yourself. You want to stay true to who you are, trust your base, and you want to make great plays, and that's what kind of gets on TV, but it's the play-to-play, staying in who you are, and it's really a big deal. So,
and Coach, what are we praising the Lord about today?
Well, I feel really blessed with a bunch of guys we have. We have 104 guys that really bought in and care about each other, and we're growing together, and we're the soil and our school and our football team is even our whole athletic department is really rich, and it's still dirt, because that's what soil is. So it's not perfect, but boy, a lot of people that care about each other and things of the Lord, and there's a lot of joy in that, and so I'm praising the Lord for that.
That's awesome, Coach. Thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
We want to thank Coach Johnson for joining us on Quick Slants this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Bethel coach, please send them to us at stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Quick Slants.